Hey, we're going to get started here. Please stand if you're able. God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please, again. I need you. Oh, I need you. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul. I need you. Oh, I need you. Your forgiveness, like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony to my ears, like holy water on my skin. Slave to sin, I want to know about being born again. I need you, oh God, I need you. So take me to the riverside, take me under, baptized. I need you, oh God, I need you. Your forgiveness, like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony to my ears, like holy water, your forgiveness, like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony to my ears, like holy water on my skin. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want change. I don't want to grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want change. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Your forgiveness, it's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, it's like the sound of a symphony to my ears, like holy water. Your forgiveness, like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony to my ears, like holy water, your forgiveness, like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony to my ears, holy water. Maybe seated, sorry.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here. I'm here for the announcements for November the 26th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in the middle and the back. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after singing time this morning. Sunday school for age 4 to grade 5, and nursery infant to 3 years old. Youth group is on Wednesday at 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the church. 5 of our home groups are now running: our ladies group, men's group, the Book of Revelation, Alpha, and a group in Nigel. For more information, check out the church's webpage. On December the 10th, we'll be having our Christmas party after church with a potluck lunch. Everyone is encouraged to wear their best or worst Christmas-themed attire to church that day. Anything along the lines of ugly Christmas sweaters, antlers, elves, Santa hats, even Christmas PJs will be in fashion. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center, so we encourage you to bring your favorite dish with enough food for your family and some to share. This is a great opportunity to invite friends, family, and join you for church lunch and have a very Christmas celebration. At the end of the service today, if you want prayer, there will be some people at the back to pray with you. Thank you.
Please stand again and we'll continue worshiping.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near, and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. Glorious life beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Cause I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you. Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you. Mm-hmm. no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go. Lord, you never let go of me. Lord, you never let go of me. Lord, you never let go of me. You stood before creation, eternity in your hands. You spoke all life into motion, my soul now to stand. You stood before my failures, carried the cross for my shame. My sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul now to stand. So what can I say? And what can I do? Offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. So I'll walk upon salvation, your spirit alive in me. My life to declare your promise, my soul now to stand. So what can I say? And what can I do? But offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. So I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. So I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrender. All I am is yours. So I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. So I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrender all. I am yours. So I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. So I'll stand, my soul, Lord, surrender all I am is yours. All I am is yours. All I am is yours. My hope is built on nothing left than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love through the storm. when darkness seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's arm. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. He is Lord, Lord of all. When He shall come with trumpet sounds, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultlessly stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
You can go ahead and greet one another, and these kids are dismissed.
Thank you. He's like right up there trying to get it.
Trying to get it.
Like, come on, buddy.
Yeah. I don't know how blind girls will be either.
Yeah.
And we can try to work even if you somehow watch them or something, I'm sure.
That's right.
Good morning. Does anybody know who that little blonde boy was that was running around?
They should talk to their grandparents. Dave Parsons and I were talking recently. I'm probably too high, Ernie. How we don't at times recognize the complexity and the weight that people are carrying in their lives. We just don't see it. But God does. We're doing Alpha right now, and one of the things in Alpha they teach us is about prayer. And they give us physical ways in doing that. And that's with our hands out open in front of us. It communicates a couple things. One is that we're surrendering. This world and all that is on us is way more than we can ever bear. But it's not more than Jesus can bear. And so we surrender our wills and ways, and we invite him to come with hands outstretched, and he comes and he fills us. And so this morning, even as we go through prayer this morning, I say, try this sometime. Whether you're home in your closet, nobody can see you. Try having a position of surrender and allow God to fill you in all the ways that he needs to fill you. And so this morning, that's the attitude we come to as we pray together. Let's pray. In adoration, Jude writes a prayer of praise. In verses 24 and 25. Now glory to God who is able to keep you from falling away, who will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. We want to echo these words of praise this morning in the quiet of our hearts to the God who keeps us close, to the God who is all-powerful and beyond all space and time. Confession, Jude 17 and 19. But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said. They told you in the last times there'd be scoffers whose purpose in life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. Are we being led astray by the ways of the world that look for pleasure by any evil way possible? Let us confess the times this week that we followed the natural instincts of our old self instead of following our new way in Christ. Thanksgiving, verse 1 and 2, Jude writes, I'm writing to all who have been called by God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more mercy, peace, and love. As the people loved and kept safe by God, let us be thankful for the many ways we've experienced his mercy and peace this week. Thank you, God, for your love that does not fail. Supplication, later in Jude, verse 20-21, it says, dear friends, you must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you'll keep yourself safe in God's love. This morning, in the power of the Holy Spirit, bring your request before God. Are you in need of mercy this week? Is it someone else that needs you to build them up in prayer this morning? Let us bring a request before him and then wait expectantly for his mercy. We pray for Wilford and Monique, for Tara and James and their family, the Cron family, for Brian and Rita, for Tammy and Matthew and Vicky, Evelyn and Leona, for Will and Martha's family, for Gary and Diane, for Jill and Cynthia, for Lou and Harold, Judith and Danny, for Gloria and Jerry, for Marcia and Neville, Michelle, Roman and Lori, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, for Angel, for Marilyn's family. Some of the places around the world, the Netherlands, New Zealand, for Gaza, Israel, Sudan, Iran, Ukraine, God, we pray for peace. For Canada and the United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that we've talked about earlier that weigh us down, that are more than we can bear. It's not too much for you, our good and great God. And so we give these to you. As the community of Jesus' followers, it's growing together in faith, hope, and love. Let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, beginning at verse 10. Because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? God will destroy anyone who destroys this temple. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Stop deceiving yourselves. If you think you are wise by this world's standards, you need to become a fool to be truly wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. As the scriptures say, he traps the wise in the snare of their own cleverness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. He knows they are worthless. So don't boast about following a particular human leader. For everything belongs to you, whether Paul or Apollos or Peter or the world or life and death or the present and the future. Everything belongs to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
Jesus Christ, I think about your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. And I'm in that place once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside.
Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted in the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I'll marvel at your saving grace, and I'm full of praise once again. And I'm full of praise once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend.